Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
I'd also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix. From AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in.
Starts now.
Dave, I got to ask you something. Are you one of those people that likes to get up early in the morning on the weekends, or do you get rudely awakened in the morning by somebody knocking on your door with some magazines and a Bible in their hand?
Well, actually, a shotgun has a lot of effect on people coming to my door. And unless it's those nuts driving around in bicycles. They don't even come on my street anymore. I have chased more Mormons off my block.
Yeah.
You know, I let the airs out of their tires. I chase them. I got my pack of dogs that, you know, I used for the sledding routine that I did a month ago. Right. I have them trained. Anybody that comes down our street on a bicycle, the dogs go after them. It's great. I love that. No, I don't have that problem.
So that's the short answer there, that no, you don't.
That's as sure as you're going to get, babe.
Well, okay, well, that's interesting. I occasionally, about every 3 or 4 months, I'll have some nicely dressed people come to my door and, of course, want to share their thoughts and concepts and their spiritual advice with me. And I'm sure that pretty much a lot of our listeners and members also have that happen to them. We decided that we were going to investigate what maybe the other side of the street might hold. So we have with us right now a couple of folks. One comes all the way from Malta, Greece, and his name, member name at ATS, is Madness in My Soul. Hello, Madness, how are you?
I'm fine, and it's not actually a part of Greece, it's its own country.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
We're gonna get hammered by the somebody on that.
That would be the geographic police.
Thank you. I knew it was something like that.
Yes.
I was gonna say NSA, but no, all they do is jack with us, so no big deal.
Yeah. All right. And with that, we now go back here to the U.S., where we have also an ATS member by the name of Major Malfunction. Hello, Major. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Glad you folks could join us. And we want to point out that our friend in Malta, about what time in the morning is it right now for you, sir?
It's about 6 now.
And that's 6 a.m. Now, Major, whereabouts are you located? Well, you don't have to tell us specifics, but what's the time zone that you're at?
Pacific Standard.
Okay, so it's about probably about 9 o'clock p.m. your time.
Yeah, something like that.
And you, Dave, what time is it where you're at?
It is 11 p.m. at night, Sunday night. Yeah. In Dallas, Texas.
Very good. We've got both sides of the globe being handled right now as far as time zones, and we appreciate both these members coming forward to speak with us. Now, Major Malfunction and also Madness have both posted in many different areas and arenas of AboveTopSecret.com. One that came to mind here that Dave and I both found very interesting was one that was actually located in the Faith, Spirituality, and Theology Forum. The name of the thread that Major Malfunction started is called Atheist Chat, and I would just like to ask Major, is it all right if I just call you Major?
Oh, yes, that's fine. We can be informal.
I'm just curious, with the name of this thread, would you be an atheist?
Yes, I am. Very astute
and,
of you.
Yeah, thank you very much. throw another superlative this way towards our friend in Malta. Are you also an atheist, my friend?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Now, how long have you both been atheists? And we'll start with you, Madness. How long have you been an atheist?
Let's see. It's been about 3 years now.
Were you a believer in some other form or spirituality before that?
Well, just prior to becoming an atheist, I was a Buddhist for about a year. And before that, I was raised Roman Catholic.
Wow. Now, that's very interesting. And how about you, Major? What is your history?
Well, I started off going to Christian church, several different denominations when I was a child, about ages 8 to 9.5. And when that didn't work out satisfactorily, I studied witchcraft, demonology, all kinds of things. I spent the last bit of my religious career, quote unquote, performing a sweat lodge with some shamans I know in Berkeley. And in the about the last year, I finally come to the realization that I really don't believe in any of that. Yeah.
Can I have a, question?
Please.
Major, what's a sweat lodge?
A sweat lodge, it's a Native American tradition where a little hut is made, sometimes with skins. In Berkeley, it was actually blankets and tarps with a hole in the middle, and everyone goes in. Hot rocks are put in the hole, and water is poured on it, and there's a bunch of singing and chanting and praying until basically you hallucinate, which I never did. So
we did that in the 60s, but it was called something else, I think.
Yeah, well, it's a religious ceremony, a spiritual ceremony. I also attended an eagle dance once and sang on the drum, but I never really felt anything except interest, nothing religious. So,
wow.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it sounds like that prior to becoming atheist, both of you may have been seeking perhaps some form of spiritual retreat in some way, shape, or form. Would that be correct, Madness?
Yeah. I mean, I spent a good 2 years just looking through all the other religions when I was a Catholic, and then I went to Buddhism because it seemed to make the most sense, but I didn't want to acknowledge the fact that there wasn't anything. I just kind of was afraid to, but then I just ended up doing it.
What was it for you, Madness, that suddenly just, was it just a click one day that said, you know what, I'm giving up on the spiritual end of it, I'm going to switch over?
Actually, it was a quote from Buddha. I don't have it handy, but and I don't have it memorized, but it basically says, don't believe in anything that doesn't agree with your reason. And for some reason, God didn't fit in that. Any spirituality didn't fit in with my reason. So
that's interesting. And how about for
it.
Sure. And how about for you, Major? What was the trigger for you?
I don't think there ever really was a trigger. My whole life I've been seeking something that I've never really experienced, except in terms of perhaps crowd mass hallucination when I was younger in the Christian church. But I, all the time I was going to different religious and spiritual ceremonies, I never felt anything, I never experienced anything, and I tried. So for me, it was more of a realization that I never did believe in any of this stuff and giving up the quest, basically.
Okay, well, let me, I'm going to jump in here because I want us to get back on a little bit more on track on the member mix concept. And the member mix concept basically is that we want you to talk about your thread, Major. Now, I read the beginning of it, and I mean, it's had quite a bit of activity, but you basically, did you not basically start this thread because you wanted a place to go to where you could express your opinions to other people that were atheists also, or non-believers, or even, I think there's a few agnostics along the way that you said, please, you know, that you welcomed them into the thread and stuff. But, I mean, wasn't that the main reason to simply have a place that you guys could go to and discuss the non-beliefs that you have and not have some knucklehead come flopping in there and putting their two cents in to where you could have a sensible chat?
Yeah, that was basically it. And also, we seemed to be hooking up and discussing things over other people's threads and, the believers' threads. So it seemed appropriate to have a place where we could actually talk amongst ourselves without derailing someone else's thoughts.
Madness, let me ask you a question. Now, you know, you said you've been an atheist for like 3 years. So first off, I guess let me back up one small step. Major, how long have you been a member of ATS?
I joined in April of 2007, so about 6 months.
Okay, so can you tell me what brought you to ATS to begin with?
I have a cyber stalker, and she has followed me from forum to forum, tracking me by an old username, which was my constant internet personality before, and I decided to try a really big board, and I went to big boards, and BTS sounded very interesting. So I went there with a new username, a new identity, and started over. Hopefully she'll never find me.
So far, you've been able to remain unknown to this person?
Well, maybe. I don't know, but so far, no more of my posts have showed up in court records, so I'm hoping she hasn't found me.
Madness, holy how about mackerel. You?
I joined in November of 2005. So.
Wow. What brought you here?
I think it was Area 51 discussion, actually, and I've since abandoned the stuff because it's been getting very repetitive, and, I mean, there's only so much you can discuss, and new stuff doesn't always pop up, so. But I still check in every now and then on that. And then I found conspiracies in religion, or origins in creationism, and took off from there.
I believe in your very first page. By the way, we want to remind our listeners and friends that if you'd like to join in on the atheist chat thread, it's located in the Faith, Spirituality, and Theology arena of AboveTopSecret.com. And again, it's called Atheist Chat. Currently, if I recall correctly, at the time of the recording of this discussion interview member mix chat that we're having, I believe there's 20 pages. Quite incredible just in itself. So apparently, would it be safe to assume and assert that there are a lot more atheists at AboveTopSecret.com than perhaps both of you thought there were?
Not really.
Yeah, I think so. Well, they keep coming out of the woodwork.
I mean, I knew quite a few of the atheists were on here, and I knew it, but most of the people weren't very vocal atheists. I mean, a lot of the times it's mainly the three M's, major malfunction, madness in my soul, and melatonin. The three biggest, I mean, initially we've been the three that have posted the most. I knew they were there, they just weren't as vocal.
Sure. Do you find that I don't know, is atheism considered a belief system in itself?
It's a single non-belief. It's a
belief.
Non-belief.
It's a single...
Non-belief.
All right, non-belief. So it's a non-belief. All right,
yeah.
All right.
Well, Madness says atheism is to religion what baldness is to a hair color, and that's about the long and the short of it.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's pretty good. I like that.
I love that one.
That's very good.
It isn't my own thing. I found it somewhere else. Another one I've heard is atheism is a religion like not collecting stamps as a hobby.
Yeah, I don't collect those. I knew I had a hobby.
All right. Well, I guess where I was trying to head with this was, do you find that because of your non-belief system that you possibly are ridiculed more so than those that are quote-unquote called believers?
On the boards? Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes.
They really hate us.
Now, really? Major, let me ask you a question. While we're on that subject, Johnny, thanks. That's a great great intro to my question.
You're welcome.
Good night, Johnny.
Good night.
I thought I thought there was a Major, I think it was you that you made a statement in the 20 pages of thread, and I read almost all of them. I think it's that you that made the statement something around midway through the thing, but you're talking about how you went through a period of time in your life to where you were almost afraid to tell people that you were an atheist simply because of the reaction, and then you reached a point, a tranquility, if you will, in your life to where you thought, you know, to hell with it, you know, I'm an atheist, and I don't care if people like it or don't like it. I mean, what was it like when you got to that point where you said, you know, I've got to, it's kind of, and I don't want to reference this to quote unquote coming out of the closet kind of thing,
well,
but
it is,
I mean, obviously you do go through kind of that scenario, do you not?
Yeah, well, see, I'm a very open person. I don't like to keep secrets. I pretty much have my heart on my sleeve, and it's just easier to live openly. So when I finally realized I was going to own being an atheist, when people started talking about it, I started wanting to tell them instead of just, like, being uncomfortably silent, and it was rather difficult. I'm HIV positive, and it was easier to come out about my HIV status than it was to be an atheist at first.
That's exactly the comment I remember reading. Madness, how about you? Was it difficult for you to admit that you're an atheist?
Well, first, it was difficult to admit it to myself. I mean, I kept calling myself a Buddhist, even though I'd since stopped believing in any of it. I mean, I still follow the philosophy, but once I was honest with myself, I could be honest with everyone else. With my family, it gets a bit more difficult. I mean, my parents, they're understanding. My dad's an atheist too now, so that
changed. Did he convert because of your belief?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think I brought up the question in his head. So, and my mother, she has her own set of beliefs. But my grandparents, it's a bit more difficult. So they're traditional Maltese grandparents, very Catholic. So.
Wow.
But with my friends, it was quite easy.
Right.
All of my friends are, actually, my two closest friends are very devout. One of them wants to become a youth minister. It was easy to tell him.
Well, I'm crazy. Curious. Go ahead.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, he says that my atheism and my constant questioning of his beliefs whenever he brings them up is why he has such a strong faith.
You know, I'm sorry, John, I lied. But if I don't say this to Madness, then I'm going to be real remiss. Okay, that brings me to my third backup question, as my co-host is going to beat the living crap out of me when we get through this thing. Anyway, but that brings up a very good question that I've got. I've just got to ask you when you say that. You're good friends with a Christian, right? Okay, and I mean, he obviously respects your opinion of being an atheist. Do you respect his opinion of being a Christian?
Well, I respect his opinion. I just keep as because he actually admits that it's a baseless opinion. My friend is very honest about it. He says, "I'm a Catholic. I know that there's absolutely no basis for it, but that's what he believes. At least he's honest."
Yeah, that's right. The important thing.
Okay. Well, I'm go ahead.
That's how all of my friends are about it, and that's why we can discuss it openly and freely, because we know no one's going to convert anyone, but we right. can still discuss the tenets.
Well, listen, when people meet either one of you for the very first time, and they have absolutely no clue as to obviously what lies heavily in your heart and soul, when they find out that you're an atheist, do they then immediately treat you differently?
Ladies first.
Go ahead, Major.
No, ladies first. Who are you calling a lady? it just depends on the person. Like, my attorney is an atheist, and it's really nice, you know, spending time around him because he understands. But some people don't get it. Some people are confused by it. Some people are threatened by it. Some people don't care. It's just like any other, I guess, religion in Christian America. If you came up to someone and said, you know, I'm from a cargo cult in Indonesia, they'd probably look at you the same way.
All right. And how about you, Madness?
Well, with me, I mean, I found that it matters with some people, but with most people, they just tend to shrug it off. I mean, when I was in America, it actually tended to matter more. I even had the same experience when I was a Buddhist. They'd be like, "You really believe all that stuff?" And I just say, "It's no more ridiculous than what you believe." And now that I'm an atheist, I just say, "I just don't believe what you believe." To me, your right. God is the same way Odin is to you.
Right. Well, now, I'm sure that there has to be particular times of the year, and I'm going to assume that other members of your family, when they have holidays, that this has to be kind of interesting as far as both of you are concerned. Let's take, for example, I'm sure, Major, when you possibly attend a function of a holiday, and of course the first thing that generally happens at almost any holiday function is somebody wants to do a prayer.
House, we're secular. My family's very secular. I mean, they know what God is. They're not really out as atheists, but I went to church on my own when I was a child. It was my decision to go and seek. My family doesn't attend church. We don't pray. So maybe it was easier for me to give up clinging to the spiritual ideal than it is for some people.
Okay, very good. And that pretty much then just shot down my question that I was going to ask him. Dave?
Okay, well, I want to make a statement. I want to make a statement. Because, I mean, it begs to be asked. Now, you know, I have to say that my particular belief system I'm not an atheist. I think if I'm anything, I'm probably an agnostic to a degree, because I have to believe, and when I say believe, it doesn't necessarily mean in a spiritual entity, but I really have a belief that the person that people portray as God or Jesus Christ or whatever was an alien species person type.
You've been hanging out with John Lear too much.
No, this is even before Lear. But, you know, I mean, now the reason why I bring this up is because, I mean, I respect everybody's opinion. You know, Johnny will tell you, I'm not a political person. I'm sure not a religious person. And, you know, I mean, but I have to bring this up because to me it's just logical. Now, there are billions of planets, there's billions of stars that are out there, okay? And only the most egotistical SOB in the world could possibly believe that we're the only people on any of those billions of planets.
True.
So I got to ask myself, okay? Doesn't mean it's God, doesn't mean it's Jesus Christ, but something had to start this whole thing going on. I mean, do you at least acknowledge that there has to be somebody that started this whole thing? I mean, it just didn't go, bam, and all of a sudden, it's there.
Well, no, that's intelligent design, and I don't buy that either.
And here again, I'm not being argumentative, but then how the hell did the universe become the universe?
The universe has always been.
Major, you go first.
The universe has always been here. We don't know the answer to that question yet. Science may someday explain it, but it just because, what do they say, the absence of evidence
isn't the evidence of absence
or something like that. But yeah, there's no proof of anything else other than the universe has always been. So that's where we are with that right now.
And it gets fairly illogical, I mean, to the human mind, because it gets a bit beyond comprehension. I mean, you go back 13.7 billion years, and there isn't any more time. Time doesn't exist at that point. So it's kind of something we're going to have to work a while for us to wrap our heads around, but just pulling an answer out of thin air and saying, oh, it had to be this, doesn't mean it's true. Just because it's an answer to the only answer, or actually in this case one of many thousands of answers by other thousands of religions, doesn't mean it's true. There may have had to be a first cause, but that doesn't mean it was an omnipotent thing.
Yes, who created the creator, in other words. If something created the universe, well, then what created the creator, and then it's an infinite regression back to what. So.
Yeah, and what it really gets down to is what I have told, I'll tell you, I have fired more worthless attorneys in my lifetime than I have money in my pocket right now. But one of the things I've always enjoyed about attorneys is there's always three things that they say are undeniable. If you did not see it personally, if you did not hear it personally, or if you don't have photographic or audio evidence of something, the only thing that you have is hearsay. I don't care what it is. And you can apply that to every single thing in this world. Major's at her house. Whatever Major says, I have no way to disprove that. You know, and I mean, Madness is at his place around the globe. Whatever happens at his house, I have no way to disprove or prove what is happening at his house. The same way with Johnny, the same way with me. So when you look at things from a wide open space thing, you can say that, also apply that to the Bible, the Quran, or whatever document you want to do, because unless you were the one that wrote that document or said that statement, it's hearsay. Do you agree or not agree with that?
Pretty much. I mean, there's a difference between the supernatural and the natural, because you can always get in a plane and fly to Malta and see Madness's house. So you can verify that. That is verifiable information. Whereas none of the stuff in any of the religious teachings in the world are verifiable except from their own books, which were written by who knows who.
Exactly. I mean, parts of it you can verify. Parts of the Bible you can verify. You can verify that there was this place called Israel. You can verify that there was this place called Egypt, and that these people that were Jewish lived there. But you can't really verify the exact story of Exodus. I mean, there are parts of it you can prove, but those tend to be historical parts. Actually, they're all historical parts. And then there's the other historical parts that are just myths, like Genesis.
Then neither one of you would even think or accept the book known as the Bible as possibly any form of historical fact.
Well, there is historical fact in it, but there's also a lot of distortions, misrepresentations, inaccuracies. For instance, the Hebrews were supposedly never in Egypt during the period that they were in Egypt. Bible.
They were in Egypt. They just weren't slaves. They were nomads. They passed through.
Right. Well, I knew it was something like that.
Yeah,
but
that's how they became monotheists, actually. They passed through Egypt during a brief spell of monotheism, and they caught on to it. It's very interesting information if you look into it.
Hmm.
Obviously, you have.
Yeah.
So please continue. I mean, I find this interesting.
Well, prior to that, they were polytheists. Actually, they were henotheists. They believed in lower gods and one head god. God had a wife. Their head god was Yahweh, a mountain god.
And their, the god's wife was Asherah.
Yeah, Asherah. I always forgot her name. But they passed through, and Yahweh was a bit of an anomaly in the pantheon. Yahweh had no connection to anyone but Asherah as his wife, but no kids, etc. His kid comes around later, under a couple thousand years later, by the name of Jesus. But when they passed through Egypt, the emperor known as Akhenaten had established monotheism as a political tool to take away political power from scribes. He established worship of the sun god Aten, and it was the only god. So he controlled the church, and he controlled the money, as a few states had figured out after him. It's a very effective method, and Jews passed through. And I'm not sure on the exact history of it. It's been a while since I looked into it, but the Jewish people I know were nomads at the time. They were passing through Egypt, and they got kicked out for some reason. Then they made a story about it. One piece of interesting evidence is the Pharaoh's son from the Exodus myth. They found his body, the firstborn son. He wasn't killed by some mysterious miracle. He was killed by blunt force trauma to the skull. So, there are quite a few obvious distortions.
All right. I've learned something, Dave. I've learned something, too. Yeah, and it's about time for us to wrap up our member mix. Before we do,
Can I ask one last question?
Well, I have one last question, too, but go ahead.
I love it when you have a last question.
I'm going to pass it off to you first.
It's always intelligent. No, I want to hear yours first.
Yeah, all right. And this is for both of you. Now, Major, I know that you have children, and I'm going to assume that you, Madness, do not have any. Is that correct?
Not yet.
Yeah. But you plan to have children someday.
Yes, someday. Oh. Well after I'm 18.
Sure.
How old are you?
I am 18.
Oh, God. It's scaring me. I was going, God. Okay. All right. So you're 18. Well, see, that tells me a lot right there. Okay, good. Okay.
All right. My question is this. Let's go hypothetical on you, Madness, and also for you, Major. Your children now are growing up. I'm curious as to what type of path you may lead your children on, or will you possibly let them seek out their own path? And if that is the case, if they chose to follow a quote-unquote spiritual belief system, would that unravel either one of you?
Okay, well, personally, I've always thought I'm just going to introduce my kids to all the religions, all the mythologies. I mean, even if they don't believe them, I find many of them as interesting stories.
Right.
If they end up becoming religious, it's their choice, their life. I don't really care as long as they don't believe anything that's dangerous to them personally that could cause physical harm to themselves, their own children, myself. And as long as they don't try to convert me, I'd be okay with them.
Okay. And you, Major?
As long as they... One more thing, as long as they let me discuss it with them, because I'm a very argumentative person sometimes. So.
We've noticed.
Yeah.
Now, what about you, Major? If your children came up to you and said, you know what, Mom, I love you to death, but I've decided to become a Protestant.
Well, I'm all for supporting my children no matter what. I would love them regardless. I am teaching them about critical thinking, and when my daughter's old enough, once she's at the age of reason and she can think for herself and is out of the time of magical thinking, if she wants to go to church, I'll take her along, just like I went when I was a child, so she can figure it out for herself. My son is still a baby, so it doesn't really matter yet, but it'll be the same for him. I just want them to be good people, and it doesn't matter what route they take, as long as they're not moonies or, you know, living in some cult, being married to some guy who has 15 other wives already. I couldn't handle that, but as long as they're happy, I don't mind.
All right. Wow, you just hit David's MO.
Yeah, that's how I live. That's my creed. I got one last question, and then Johnny's going to wrap it up, you guys. You guys have been very generous with your time, and I know you've got other things to do. But, Major, I got one last question. I mean, obviously, you're a mom. How old are your kids?
My daughter's 5, and my son is 1.5.
Okay. Johnny asked you a question earlier about holidays and stuff. How do you address Christmas with your children?
Well, I intended, before I had children, to do a different winter holiday every year. I wanted to do Saturnalia really bad because I've always been fascinated with that particular holiday. But just logistically, it doesn't work out. So we just do a secular Christmas. And we do the American Christmas where it's, you know, presents and hanging out together. And that's,
so you still have a tree, in other words,
well,
though,
I don't
right?
have room for a tree, no. My apartment's pretty small, but
oh, okay, but I mean, but you still do you do it on the 25th? Do you celebrate on the 25th?
Well, yeah, but that's an ancient pagan holiday. It's more to do with the winter solstice than it is to do with Christianity.
Yeah, and I understand that. It's just I'm just trying to understand that, you know, just because you're an atheist doesn't mean that you don't allow your children to experience other things.
Oh, we still have holiday. I mean, it's still a holiday for the whole country. I just, you know, I tell them Santa Claus is pretend because right. I don't believe in lying to children even about that. But, you know, we still do the holiday. We still go and get Easter eggs and hunt for
okay, see that? And see that? That was the next place I was going was Easter. You know, I mean, you just
we
it's just
don't
celebration
talk about
of the
that
bunny
God
rabbit,
guy,
right?
That's all. We don't talk about Jesus because it's irrelevant. It's just a holiday for, you know.
Well, any holiday that has to do with a rabbit, you darn well better attend it.
No, it's more about chocolate.
Okay, well, I'd rather it be about rabbits.
Halloween and Easter, the big holidays for my kids, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, listen, my friends, we certainly do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, and especially you, Madness, for, I mean, here it is real early in the morning, and you're getting ready to go to the university. It's real late for you, Major. We appreciate you joining us, too. This is the member mix portion of the ATS Mix. I'm Johnny Anonymous.
I'm Dave Rabbit.
And we'll hope that you folks will go and join us at the AboveTopSecret.com. And if you like, you can feel free to join the thread that Major Malfunction started. Once again, it's in the faith, spirituality, and theology arena. It is entitled Atheist Chat. And you know what? I don't care what anybody says. Atheist are people, too.
So I'm told.
And you guys hang on. We want to talk to you off air. So until next time, on behalf of Johnny and myself, we thank you for tuning into the ATS Mix. And thank you for all the UTUs and emails and the support of our show. And with that, we'll say good evening to everybody and to our guest.
Yes, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, good morning.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.abovetopsecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat.